The unavailability of ready cash in local banks has forced some Harare residents to start buying basic commodities in bulk in anticipation of a food crisis. One such skeptical consumer is Meborane resident Rosemary Chinyadza, who said the current cash crisis might result in serious food shortages, almost like what Zimbabweans witnessed at the height of the nation's economic recession between 2007 and 2008.
We're just buying goods because we don't know what will happen to us because of the bond notes crisis.
The bulk purchasing of basic commodities has forced some shops to start limiting the purchasing of certain commodities. For example, a retail shop in Harare Central Business District was today limiting the purchasing of a 2-liter cooking oil bottle to one bottle per customer. Several shop owners in Harare say they are witnessing panic buying of basic commodities, with some customers expressing dismay over the current cash crisis, which has resulted in most of them spending a lot of time in bank queues. The situation is being worsened by the central bank's moves to introduce bond notes. Linda Masarirambi, who works for a local company that operates from the city's central business district, said instead of concentrating on her job, she is now spending most of her time in bank queues looking for cash. Masarirambi said she is unable to feed her family due to lack of cash to buy basic commodities.
The issue of this cash crisis in Zimbabwe is very, very, very troublesome. We don't even know how we are going to survive in Zimbabwe. We are forced to queue for long hours in order for me to obtain my hard-earned cash. And moreover, I'm being given $50, $50 full of coins. From that $50, I'm supposed to pay rent, I'm supposed to pay fees, I'm supposed to buy food for the kids, I'm supposed to obtain my transport money in order for me to go back to work. I only get $50 a day, and I'm forced to wait for long hours to get that $50, 7 to 8 hours for me to get $50. I don't even know. Where are we heading? Are we heading back to 2008?
Gibson Zindove, who runs a car repair business in Avondale, said he is no longer depositing money in banks because it would be difficult for him to access it when he wants to finance his business operations.
We no longer have confidence in the banks because there are charges always. When you deposit the money, there are charges accrued. When you withdraw the money, there are also charges accrued. So we no longer have trust and confidence in the banks. And with the coming of bond notes, no one will ever put his money or her money in a bank because no one wants to change US dollar with the bond notes, which is fake money.
Reacting to the questions on panic buying and cash shortages, Lovemore Kadenge, president of the Zimbabwe Economic Society, said failure by most companies to access cash from banks was affecting the national economy.
Already our economy is not performing. We are encouraging local production. But local companies are also complaining because I believe there is a priority list from the Reserve Bank if you want to import raw material from South Africa or any other country. For example, if I may talk in terms of oil and so forth, it's number 12, I understand, in the list in terms of priority. So it means even if you have your money in the bank, it cannot be paid there or it's taking longer. So already we're actually having challenges if you talk of the oil industry, cooking oil also, that things are taking long. So production is going down. So if production going down, there's more demand, and then the price of cooking oil and other commodities, the introduction of bond coins may create a problem. It's actually the introduction of the Zim dollar.
Kadenge urged Zimbabwean authorities to come up with policies that would restore confidence in the financial services sector and stop panic buying of basic commodities.
The intention of the governor may be very good, but I think he needed to do a lot of consultations first. Rather than for now, the government, even the Minister of Finance, saying we are consulting the World Bank and other different stakeholders. Consultations should really have started earlier.
Government sources told Studio 7 that Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Governor John Mangunjga was under pressure from unnamed senior government and ruling ZANU-PF party officials to shelve his plans to introduce bond notes following a public outcry and the prevailing cash shortages. But Mangunjga is on record saying the bond notes, designed to boost Zimbabwe's exports, would be introduced in October this year. At the same time, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa issued a statement Monday saying government was consulting the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund on the bond notes or coupons. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.